Blog Talk Radio.
See, the black race can't afford you no more. Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassabossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The day of the Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 48 is in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order, respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas out there disrespecting the black queens, getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half-stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We building a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all! Kill a faggot! Kill a lesbian! And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing! I said, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn head because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black militia nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm and Cali Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson and Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined. Frontline mates, ooh-hoo, rule to the RBGs and the Scary X, and to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out, so don't wait till the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's a libation. Black liberation, we built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitch niggas get obliterated.
That's revolution.
Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a true terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go. The Jew Holocaust lasted 10 years. But the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.
All right, y'all. Black Power, Black Power. This is your host, your brother Drew X, calling off that Black Nation Task Force, our sister station to the Black Militia Nation. This is our leadership program. Hey, the call lines are full. If you're trying to call in now, you waited too late. You have to wait till somebody hang up to get in. So tonight, we're going to be having a special guest on tonight. Let me bring her right in. Sister Kim Young with me?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I can hear you.
All right, great. So tonight we're going to be introducing y'all to Sister Akima. She's going to be our spokesman for the Black Militia Nation. And, you know, she got a little talent now. I'm going to let her tell you guys a little about herself and how she got in a position where she could be the spokesman. So I'll give you this floor right now, Sister Akima. You can tell the people a little about yourself, your political, you know, your schooling, and such as that. Go ahead.
All right. Peace and power, family. Peace and power. I'm really grateful to be on with you guys tonight. I'm going to just try to keep it real quick. I'm really not anything special. I am currently a student at Howard University, but I'm out here in North Carolina with family, kind of riding this COVID-19 thing out. And, I mean, I just got involved with the Black Militia Nation because I honestly just feel like enough is enough. You know, and it's really time for us to step up as a community. But what my background is, where I'm coming from, my father is a pastor, and so I grew up in the Christian church, and so I grew up around a lot of service. You know, I grew up around a lot of you know giving back to the community, all of those things. But one thing I always found was missing was, you know, empowering our people. You know, I didn't find a lot of focus on empowering some of the most impoverished communities. So as I was growing up, you know, I did things with Give Kids the World that works with, you know, terminally ill children. I work with Doctors Without Borders, helping people overseas. But I was never focused on helping the Black community because I didn't grow up around that. My parents, you know, it was all about helping everybody else, you know, so. Once I got a little older, I started noticing, I'm like, man, you know, I've seen how I've been mistreated. I see how we're still being mistreated as a collective, like as a people. We really have to, you know, nobody else is going to focus on us. So we're gonna have to be the ones to focus on us. So I ended up working with NAACP a couple summers ago. I've worked with NAACP. While I was at school last semester, I've interned on Capitol Hill, working for one of the House of Representative members. And I've learned a lot about how things work in this country, and it all comes down to money. It all comes down to power, you know. And right now, I think what we're seeing across the country is we're showing the world that, hey, you know, we do have power, and we're not going to let you guys just, you know, stomp on us, tell us we don't matter. You know, so I'm really proud to see us really, really rising up in the way that we are. What else can I tell you guys about my background? Yeah, I've done a lot of, you know, just work with kids in the community. When I was in high school, I did a lot of, you know, fundraisers trying to give back to, you know, just underprivileged youth, things of that nature. Right now where I'm at, I'm very focused on accountability. You know, in our Black leadership, personal accountability, you know, that's why I'm here, because I feel as though if we're going to, you know, like the demonstration we saw over the weekend, you know, in Louisville, what's basically happening is we're saying to the Attorney General, to all these people out there, like, you have a job to do, and we're going to hold you accountable to that job. And what I'm saying is that as an individual, if I'm going to say that I care about our community, I care about, what, you know, seeing us grow, I've got to be willing to do my part. And that's why I'm here. And so that's how I got in. That's how I, you know, got to where I am today. You know, I use my social media to speak out. You know, I think if you have the opportunity to influence one person, you definitely need to do that. That's, to me, that's your responsibility. Unfortunately, I don't live with my parents, but my father, like I said, he's a pastor, and unfortunately, he's a Trump supporter. You know, so we have people in our own community, in our own families, that are really misguided. And so I'm focused on accountability, making sure I'm doing my part, making sure that, you know, as I go through my life, I didn't just sit back while we were being shot in the street, which we saw with our brother Ahmaud Arbery. You know, just a blatant lynching in the street. And so I believe we have every right, and it's very necessary for us to be out there showing our people that we're willing to step up, protect each other, be there for each other. And I'm just here to make sure that I do my part. So that's a little bit about me, Brother Drew, and to the
family. All right. Sounds real good. And we like that. And one thing that I really like is that, you know, we've been in the movement for a long time. You know, a lot of brothers and sisters on this line, a lot of brothers that's going to hear the program. What we have to focus on is replacing ourselves. And that involves getting the youth involved. And as you can hear, Sister Kima says she's a student. Hey, that's young. hey, that's, we're on the right road. So, you know, eventually one day she'd be in this position to bring the next generation on up. So we sure appreciate you pausing and allowing the spirits to move you and to use you, Sister Akima, and all the brothers and sisters that's online. We want to give the sister a salute or say Black Power, press 1 on your phone. I get you ready, and the call lines are full, so I'm pretty sure we'll be hearing from them. So I'm going to ask you some questions till the callers put their hands up. Press 1 on the phone if you want to get in. All right, they lighting up already, so let's go to the phone line real quick.
All right.
Just a second. Look like this call coming out of Texas. Maybe this is Commerce, Texas. You online?
Hey, I'm on here.
Hey, Black Power.
Yeah, I'm on. Hey, Black Power.
Yes, sir. All right, you on with
peace and love to the sister for doing her thing and everything that she has on the her belt and everything. We appreciate it.
Yes, we do.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
anything?
That's all I want.
You sure? I mean, I was going to ask you a question. Anything you can say to the sister
ahead,
that? I'll just try. You have anything you can say as far as what she should look out for, or what direction you think, you know, something she might be able to put into her resume?
I would just say, you know, bring in more younger people, you know, and that's what I'll say. Bring in more younger people, because we definitely need that. Just like you were saying earlier, Drew, you know, the older people, you know, we can do so much, but the younger generation, you know what I'm saying, is going to really, really be important in this movement of liberation.
All right. Very good. We appreciate you, Brother Aki. If you want to get back in, just mute your mic, jump back in. That way I leave it open. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Look like we got Texas on the line again. Look like this is Dallas, Texas. Coming in, Dallas, Texas. You on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm here. How you doing, Brother Jim, Brother Commander?
All right. I'm doing good. We're on with Sister Akima. Moving and got a lot of feedback on you. Got something to say.
First of all, I want to tell the sister welcome, and I applaud everything you're doing with the younger people, especially the ones that really can't help themselves. But I agree with the brother Aki that, you know, we need younger people, you know, to come in. That way we can make this movement a whole lot better. That way we can try to come together as a community and try to stop all this stuff that's going on. Because they do make a difference of everything.
Yeah,
all right.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely.
All right. Any advice you can give the sister as far as what to look out for, which way you think, you know, something she can use?
Well, mainly, really, I really want to just keep doing what she's doing, you know, trying to help the young people out, trying to bring them forward, open their eyes, trying to keep them safe, and also be safe for herself, because there's a lot of confrontation going out on her in school campuses and everything else. But mainly the thing is, watch all your surroundings, sister, no matter what. You keep looking over the children and keep bringing them forward to us, keep helping them, keep doing a good job. And I applaud you for it, sir. Black Power.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Black Power. Thank
you. All right. Thank you. Thank you there, Jim. Texas. Let's go to another caller coming in from the 317 area code, y'all.
Three one seven, y'all. 552.
Yes, sir.
Pete, how you doing?
Hey, Pete.
Hey,
doing good.
It's Brother Tibet here. Hey, how you doing, sister?
I'm doing good. Good to be on with you.
Yes, ma'am. I just wanted to say, you know, welcome. Excuse me.
No, go ahead. We're hearing you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I thought somebody wanted to ask me a question. Oh, no, I just wanted to say welcome, sister, and, you know, we're glad to have you on board. You know, we need more sisters, too, as well as brothers, man. You know, hey, we can't do nothing without the queen, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, welcome.
Absolutely. We need each other. Thank you so much. It's good to be with you guys. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You're welcome.
Glad Mike, come back to show. You got any advice as far as what she can do to help that position or to reach people? I mean, you know, any type of advice would be good.
Oh, you know, like the brother, I think that was our key that was speaking, bring more youth in so that, you know, you can utilize them to go out and into the, you know, the public and gather more in and, you know, create that union in the community and you know what I'm saying, so we can get that bond back, you know what I'm saying, and you know, just start building up on that. And I say also create like a fun chest, and that way, you know what I'm saying, as we, you know, gather up resources from the community, we can put them back in the community, create centers and things like that. You know, I mean, all that will come, you know, into play later on. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's pretty much it. You know, just utilize the youth, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, yeah, that's really, you know, it, pretty much.
All right. Brother,
awesome. Thank you for that.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So that's one thing, you know. Cabela Shell a little older, but he still showed respect. You know, that's what we do. That's one thing about being in a disciplined group. You just show respect. No matter the age, it's just the respect. Yes sir and yes ma'am is a military language. It shows that you respect the next person. So that we thank you, all the brothers and sisters. There's a lot of people texting me, can't get in, and we don't know what to tell you on that, you know. Yeah, you know, just listen online is all I can tell you on that. They're texting me, but, you know, hey, we appreciate everybody being up late with us also. That's another thing. So what I'm going to do, I'm gonna ask Sister Akima some questions just to see, you know, what type of thoughts she's having on certain ideas. I just want to, like, Sister Akima, you know, because being a spokesman, it's going to be one of the things that you might be faced with. Somebody might ask you, what you think about police brutality, and see what's your response to that.
Well, I think that police brutality is just an extension of some of the deepest injuries that this country has always been dealing with when it comes to the origin of police to begin with. We all know that the first police were slave catchers. And so I think that we're just seeing that manifested in a different way in our society. So obviously it's an injustice. It's horrible, and it's something that we have to really continue to call out, and it just goes right back to accountability, excuse me. And this is what we're doing right now, is we're holding police accountable for not having the proper ways to deal with what happens in the world, you know. So that's, to me, simple. Police brutality is flat out, period, wrong, and then if it's going to change, we're going to have to get radical about it. So that would be my answer.
All right. I'm going to close these lines real quick because we're getting some feedback, but I'll come back to everybody that's online before we get out of here, just in case you have some more advice or want to ask a question or make a statement. So, okay, sister, let me ask you another question. Do you think this political system needs an overhaul? And if so, let's look at mass incarceration. What do you think about how can we overhaul this political system to help our brothers and sisters that's locked up behind the walls?
Well, I think the first thing is that when it comes to, does our political system need an overhaul? Absolutely. And I think it starts with our Black political leaders who have not made the agenda and the well-being and the empowerment and the advancement of our people a priority. And so, you know, it's so amazing to me. I'm starting to see these, you know, white folks starting distilleries, and they're making millions of dollars, you know, off of marijuana. And we have brothers and sisters who are locked up, some of them for life, for doing the same thing. And so I think it is going to require people coming to the table and going line by line and saying, look, some of these laws just don't make any sense, period. but it requires a level of honesty that, to be honest, I don't know if these politicians are capable of even being honest at this point. And so we need, like we're talking about now, a new generation of leaders who, you know, who are not in it for, you know, the status. Because when you really look at it, what some of them, not everybody, you know, we just had our late, you know, Congressman John Lewis pass, God rest his soul. You know, he was out in the fight in the 60s doing his thing and really fighting for justice. But when you look at some of these other leaders, you know, we got, you know, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris in the Senate right now. Yeah, we have more black people in elected office than ever before. And you know what would happen if they all came together and said, this is what matters to black people. We have far too many of our brothers and sisters imprisoned for things that white people get away with all the time. And so I think it starts with our people understanding the law, and it starts with the people who study this, people like me who one day want to run for office, making it a priority and not retreating, not letting people change their focus. We got to get focused.
Right.
And so that will be my answer to that, is our political leaders have to get focused on the issues and be committed to changing them.
All right. Good question. Good answer. All right. Let me ask you this one more before we take a break and let's get some water and got some more callers on the line. What's your thoughts about homelessness? Can we fix that? What's your thoughts?
Well, homelessness is an interesting issue because, you know, I used to have a very black and white view of it where it's like, you know, we got to get these people into homes. We got to get them off the street. But being, you know, like I said, I grew up in church. I've done a lot of handing out food, a lot of spending time with some of these people. And some people choose to be homeless, which, you know, I'm not ever going to judge anybody. Not everybody, though. So for the people that do not want to be homeless, I think as a black community, like one of my brothers was saying, I think one of the brothers from Texas was saying, you know, we have to put money into our community to help get those people off the street. You know, we have to be willing, well, we need to put ourselves in a position to have a place for these people, help them to get jobs, help them to get back on their, help them to learn new skills. But as a black community, even the black militia, you know, we can pool our resources to be that source of support and a new start for some of these people. But I think we just have
right.
to find a way to provide support for them. So, you know, that's what I would say about homelessness.
All right, very good. We're going to give you a chance to get some water. We'll be back with a few more questions, some more callers online. All right, y'all, we'll be right back to play a song. Be right back.
I've been kicking beats for all these motherfuckers, man, but goddamn, I can't find X, man. X was the one, though.
I'm telling you, man, I ain't seen that brother in a long time.
Hey, I heard he went to jail or some shit like that.
I heard that, too, man.
EYA or something. Who the motherfucker walking down the street? What's up, nigga?
I'm feeling aggression, capitalism is a compromise. my oppressors. Many times I try to pray. They say the only one they hear my prayers is me. I went to court, I looked in the judge's eyes, I saw hate. He tried to fake me, he made me a ward of the state. But I'm not a house nigga, so it's getting to my temple. I don't say yes or no, sir. I don't like white folks, so I don't let them closer. They're 3 feet, any closer, they sleep on the concrete. Getting woke up by my feet, cause I remember I was in jail in December. The pigs came into my room fast and kicked my ass. Just because I exposed them, all the brothers know now because I chose them. The pigs ain't nothing but another organized oppressive army. I combine our community, so now I'm sitting in the courtroom and everything is quiet. They're trying to get me for incitement and pride. They told me that you was a homeless, so make king. They check my records and they seen to my past behavior, the way I direct my anger, that I'm a major threat to the white folks' safety. So they sentenced me to the California Youth Authority. It don't feel great being locked down. A motherfucker wanted to stay.
Spokesman, Sister Akima. Let me go back and open the line up. Sister Akima, you back on with me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you. I'm here.
All right, y'all. So we're going to get into the next question. We got a call also going to be coming in. I see, I think it's the National Secretary. She's on with us. Yeah, we need some more. That's why we have a few sisters, and I've been trying to get them all to chime in. And we're trying to create leaders. We don't need no following. We don't need nobody following us, because we need people to lead. You know, when I started years ago, I learned how to lead. I was a great follower, but I learned how to lead. So let's go and open up the line for our National Secretary. You all, you got some questions?
Peace, everyone. This is Sister Kayranya, National Secretary. I just want to... Hi, Sister. I just want to welcome you to the BMN and congratulate you on the position. And I also
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Wanted to ask you two questions. The first question is, what's your thoughts on jurors? Do you think we are getting a fair trial?
I would say not. I was reading something the other day. I think it was Malcolm X who was saying that, you know, or even I think it was the Black Panthers who were talking about the fact that, you know, Black folks really need to be in a courtroom with jurors that look like them, because there's certain things that, you know, other cultures, other people just don't understand. And so I don't think on any level in the legal system we're being treated fairly. So I do think that is something that we need to advocate for, that we need to fight to see some change happening, for sure.
Okay, and one more question. What case has really affected you?
When you mean case, do you mean something like Breonna Taylor, Aubrey, that's what you mean?
Yes, like I guess where someone has died.
I would definitely say, I think the one that really shook me a lot, and I don't know if it was because it was one of the first sisters that we saw really in the spotlight. I don't know, but it was really when Sandra Bland, that whole situation happened, because I think it really showed us and shocked me into the realization that, you know, she was sitting in her vehicle and, you know, all of her family talked about the fact that she had just got a new job. Like she was good. You know, and within a few days, an altercation with an officer caused her to lose her life. I saw that officer disrespect her for no reason. And it was just such a power play to see a white man, a beautiful Black queen like her, just because he knew he could, really hurt me, because I knew it could be me. And I know how valuable we are as, you know, as a culture and as people. And to see us being spoken to like that, it was really hard. And to ultimately have her life ended, It was very hard for me. So I would definitely say Sandra Bland was difficult.
Thank you, Sister, and Black Power, and congratulations.
Thank you, Black Power.
All right, y'all. That's what we're talking about each morning, supporting each other and building each other. And we are real thankful to have some youth coming behind us. And I know all you guys can see that she's a real brilliant person. And I know you guys see that, and we sure thank you. And I just want Sister Akima to know that you have a team behind you. We don't have no problems in traveling. You got something going down in your town. Hey, you got our blessings to go out there and speak, so we see you know how to handle yourself. Hey, and all that good stuff. And we still got callers online if you want to get in. Press 1, and I'll be back to – let me just go to the callers who've been online just in case, because I muted their mics. I'm coming back to you. Let me leave my office. Hey, Brother Scarface, you back? Any other questions? Anything else?
Not right off right now.
Okay. Well, I'll be back to you before we leave out of here.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right, Brother Aki, I'm coming back and opening up your mic. Do you have any other questions? Any statements? Okay, Brother Aki, checking mute. Okay, oh, okay. I think Aki is smoking, I don't know. that's our little joke for the night. That's something for Aki right there. All right, y'all, so, we'll be back. We'll be back. We got some more callers. If you want to give me a press 1, and I'm going to ask a few more questions while I watch the switchboard. So, I guess Sister Kayo. Okay, I think I keep y'all bumped out the line. He's trying to call me. But I'm going to ask you this question here. I should have asked you this because Sister K kind of. So why would you want to join the militia? I'm just curious about, you know, what made you want to join the militia?
What made me want to join the militia is simply I feel like we need to. I want to know that I can handle myself. Number one, I feel like Black people in general feel kind of helpless, and to be honest, I was starting to feel that way. Like, man, we're living in this system where we don't really have any power, but it's not true. And so I wanted to get connected with people who understood our collective power. And so I don't ever want to feel powerless, because I know I'm very powerful, and I'm even more powerful when I get connected with my brothers and sisters. So I wanted to get rid of that feeling completely. And like I said, it's about personal leadership and personal accountability. And so when I look out in the street and I see my brothers and sisters being shot down in the middle of the street, the logical explanation is, well, dang, I need to go ahead and get some protection for myself and for them. Because if I see somebody out here, you know, attacking a brother, attacking a sister, I need to be able to do something. I need to know who to call. I need to be connected, because, you know, people want to act like it's not happening, but we're seeing it all the time. And I think for me, if I were to sit back and just not join, not get trained, not share the knowledge, not try to get my fellow youth to join, I would be a part of the problem. You know, we have to be able to protect ourselves. I think that's one of our fundamental responsibilities as humans and as Black people who are being oppressed and killed, is to know how to protect ourselves. So I think that's my fundamental reason right there.
All right, good. That's a good one. Okay, let's go back to, I think, Aki back on with us. 214, you back on with us, Aki?
Yeah, I'm back on. Sorry about that, man.
All right. Go ahead.
I kind of want to back up what the sister was saying. Is we have to know how to protect ourselves, and I think you know, having a good solid training program, weapons training, and also body conditioning training. I think that's real good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
You know, we keep just set up some type of a real good schedule that'll work for everybody, because you know we know everybody do things, got different things going on, so we got to find something that works, that works for everybody. But definitely. Getting the training in real good.
All right.
And also one more thing. Definitely having a network set up to where if somebody is in a situation, they have somebody that they can call that can respond and help with a situation.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Aki, we appreciate y'all. We're coming down to the last 20 minutes, so, you know, and on the go real fast downhill. And, we appreciate it. We got other callers. I think we got some sisters online. I think I recognize some of these phone numbers, and we sure can use y'all energy. Jump on in anytime. Just press 1 on your phone. I'll get you right in. You know, hey, if you ain't got nothing to say, you can always just say Black Power. I'm listening. You know, we all support each other. We all in this together to win. Hey, and I just like to say, Sister Akima, when, you know, you up there in Carolina, just a phone call away. One thing we're trying to do is build up chapters all around this nation. That way it's either somebody else in your city or the next state across, somebody's rolling. So, you know, you got backup. When you go out there and speak, you have the power to go out there and speak on our behalf. You have the power to travel. Since you're a national spokesman, you have the power to go anywhere in the nation and speak on the behalf of the Black Militia Nation. We see you know how to carry yourself, and you answer the questions just accordingly and with good fashion. But I'm going to ask you a couple more questions just to get a couple still out 20 minutes. Let me go back to one other brother. He's standing by. Brother William, you want to get back in?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say this. It's kind of related, but it ain't. So I just made another recruit. I made the brother, my minister of self-defense and martial arts. So the brother,
okay.
he can't bear arms right now, but you know what I'm saying? So, but I just made him, you know, I've been knowing the brother for years. All the brothers that I'm going to have with me down here, they solid and they straight to the point, you know, and I'm interviewing them. And, you know, they can't be with me unless, you know, like with me, it's quality over quantity, man. So all I need is 15 brothers with me, and we're going to make it happen. So, yeah, you know, that's
cool.
Just what it is. So,
all right.
Yes,
sir, that's cool. All right. I think I got hands going up everywhere. I think I see Louisiana chairman on. Also, you want to get in, press one on your phone, but I see you on. I'm trying to recognize a lot of these numbers. But we appreciate all you brothers and sisters up with us late night. And as we welcome Sister Akima in, I'm just muting our lines again, and we're getting ready to get out of here. But I think, like I said, once again, let me try Brother Scarface. He'd like to be the last one to speak, and he'll go overtime. Okay, Brother Scarface, we're coming to you early. You like to wait to the 2 minute mark and talk 10 more minutes. Go ahead.
You need to quit. I'm just listening, taking notes, brother. That's all.
All right. All right. Well, we appreciate you, you know, and everybody. August the 1st is the national training. We'll be training. I'm coming to you next week, John. I see you didn't lit up your line. We'll be training August the 1st. All the chapters go out and do something. And the next training will be more in depth. We're going to train as a nation. Next training. But this one here, we want everybody to go out and do something. You know, nothing but going to the gun range. There ain't nothing going on the hiking trip. Get some people out. It's all kind of training. We go fishing. That's training. That's live training. Okay, so we appreciate everybody listening. Let's go to 318. 318, you know.
Black power. Peace and black power. This is Brother Waqil, chapter, chairman of the chapter, Shreveport, Louisiana chapter.
Hey, Waqil. Hey, what
peace,
you like
brother,
to add? And bless the sister with.
Can you hear me? Did you?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go
ahead. Can you hear me? Okay. Oh, okay. I just wanted to say it's a pleasure to have you in the Black Militia Nation, sister. And I'm looking forward to working with you.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate the welcome.
In the future.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No problem.
All right. Why can't you anything else?
For right now, Brother Drew, I don't think so. That's it.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you being up late and calling in. Thank you. All right, Jeff, that's what we're talking about. You know, we got the brothers for your support. We got to work on getting our sisters, which we do have, sir. But everybody's still shy, but, you know, we're coming with the militia on a whole other level. So we're going to have to be able to behave, because in order for you to be a leader, something like that, we're not creating no followers. In order for you to be a leader, you have to be able to say something. Okay, let's ask a few more questions and we'll be getting out of here. Okay, sister, I'm just going to ask you, so when I joined the movement, and what actually got me in the movement, I got feedback. Let me sum up just a second. Yeah. Well, what got me in the movement was when they drug the brother James Byrd down in Jasper, Texas. I just seen the pamphlets back then on the street. That's what I need to be in. So what actually moves you? When you see something that just irks you, it moves you, and see this miscalculation of justice that's happening to our nation. So what moves you?
Well, you still got a little feedback, but I heard your question. What moves me more than anything else is the fact that doing the right thing is to me, it should be a simple choice. You know, and when I look at the power imbalance in this country, that's what gets me. It gets me when I see somebody, you know, with more power just abusing it. When I see what the person that is occupying the White House is doing right now, I hate to see disregard for human life. I hate to see disrespect, because the thing is, it's not necessary. You have to go out of your way to be hateful. And so to me, that's wickedness. To me, that's just wrong. I take it personally. And I think that's what keeps me motivated and keeps me going, because I really look at it like, if I don't do something about it, then I can't expect anybody else to do anything about it. But when I see the way that some of these people in power disregard human life, I don't understand it. It literally blows my mind. And so my whole life's work whatever it is that I do going in the future, it's all about how can I help people who don't have any power not get abused by wicked people who do have power. You know what I mean? Because just helping the helpless, you know, that's my passion. Because we have to look out for one another. Yeah.
All right, that's great. I got one more question. So what direction you think, this is a two-part question, what direction you think we should be going as a militia, and then what direction you think we should be going as a nation of people? So it's a two-part question.
So as the Black Militia Nation, one of the things that I think, you know, when we talk about recruiting young people and, you know, getting energy into the movement, I think young Black people love to see positive community and they love to see progress. And I think when one of the core issues that we have in our community, unfortunately, is Black on Black crime. I'm sure that you all have seen, you know, over in Chicago, like last weekend, the weekend before, there's 14 people shot and killed over the weekend, a lot of them little kids. Same thing happening in New York. And one key thing I think we can do to really kind of stir up energy and really get people to see that it's not just, you know, Black people in the street walking with guns, you know, because a lot of people want to try and dismiss us and act like, you know, we're not doing something positive or doing something important. But if we can get installations in communities, you know, to help prevent some of this Black-on-Black crime and some of this police brutality, I believe in we might need to start patrolling the streets, us as a Black militia, us as people who want to see the right thing happen in our communities so that we can stop killing each other first, so we can teach the world and show the world that we know our value, you know, and to just to force that respect. So I think showing solidarity by showing that we're really serious about protecting our community, number one. I think continuing to hold leadership accountable the way that we did over the weekend out in Louisville, you know, not backing down when it comes to we saw that something wrong happened and we're not just going to leave. We're not just going to forget about it. So the accountability within our community, showing that we're a positive force that really wants to make a difference in solidifying the protection of our community from outsiders and from insiders who want to divide us. That's key. If we're going to have a strong foundation, the family has to stay together and can't be divided. So I think that's something that we can work on. Accountability, holding these elected officials accountable. And then when it comes to the direction as a nation, that piece, the protection piece is there, but also that I think the economic piece. I think the original reason why Black people were brought to this country as slaves was so that white Europeans could get free labor and free wealth off of our ancestors' work. And so from the very beginning, our power was snatched away from us because we don't have anything to work with, and we never got our reparations, we never got a fair chance. And so if we are going the direction I think we need to go in as a community, on top of protecting ourselves, is getting deep into the economics. We need to be only buying from Black-owned businesses. We need to get the money circulating in our communities so that we can build, because they haven't given anything to us. If we're going to get any power, we're going to have some money on our side as well. And people ask about, you know, well, why aren't some of these Black politicians, you know, advocating for us? One of the reasons is because they're taking all this money from some of these white folks. And so, you know, unfortunately, whether or not we like it, politics is a money game. So we need to be able to put money behind the right candidates, so that they're not owing anybody anything once they get into office, because a lot of times that's what happens. They then took $100,000 from whatever white corporation. Now they have to look out for their interests. So we have to put money into our candidates, into our community, so that our interests can be spoken for. And so I think the economics, the protection, are some of the two key areas that we need to focus on going forward as a nation and as a Black militia and as a community.
All right, very good answer. Let me ask you this. Trafficking, you know trafficking is out of control, especially when it comes down to our youth and over 100,000 black women missing. So what's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's one of the most heartbreaking things that's going on in this world today. Even when you see, you know, some of our sisters, but even some of our babies, you know, you look at some of these really sick people doing all kinds of things with these children. It's like it's a major issue. And I think, excuse me, we have to put our support. That is one area I will be forthright and say I know about that issue, but I haven't spent a lot of time looking at the organizations that are doing the work. And I think we need to invest more time in who are these organizations, how can we make what they're doing more effective, because it's a huge issue, and it goes back to the protection piece. You know, maybe if some of these sisters, you know, had, you know, something on them, they were carrying something. Maybe if some of these brothers were being more vigilant, you know, it's a whole picture that it entails. So I think supporting the organizations and making sure that they're funded and they know what they're doing and they have enough people, you know, supporting their cause, and making sure these sisters and our young people are protected on the streets is a key point.
All right, you're sure right. And I'd just like to say this. We do have a Facebook page for trafficking that we actually go out as a community, as brothers and sisters. We go out and stake out these different places where our brothers and sisters have been coming up missing, and especially the department stores, and Walmart is notorious for people coming up missing. I'm not sure why they security, you know, we ain't going to get into that. But we do stake out Walmart's, Targets, grocery stores. We have all the brothers on this line have done patrols. We have been responsible for catching rapists. So we're not just talking. We actually doing work. We a lot of these brothers in the road out late night staking out looking for rapists. We pretty much almost caught a kidnapper one night at Walmart. So we doing real work.
Wow.
And yeah. So we do have a Facebook page, Black Family Children Task Force. Black Family Children Task Force on Facebook. You know, we post missing children on there, and we follow up, and we go out, we do searches. We do have, I mean, that's another thing. We do have a Texas Search and Rescue Squad that's commissioned. It's just not a name. It's,
wow.
So we're a small unit, but we got a lot of power because we put our action behind what we say. We're not just talking. We're doing, you know, this type of stuff we're doing. You know, putting our work in on the street, you know, sitting out there in the parking lots, watching them sisters coming back and forward to their cars, you know, going out patrolling our neighborhood. We done all that. And like you said earlier, you know, we need to be patrolling, and that is something, you know, you can introduce in your chapter as you build, you know, these things here you can take with you and build on those. But, you know, you do have a family behind you. Now you have a bigger family than you know of, and we're going to have your back, and we know you have ours, and we appreciate you for coming out. Let's see, you got anything else to interject?
No, all I want to say is thank you all so much for welcoming me. I'm excited to be doing this work with y'all. I'm excited to make a difference in our community, because I know that's why we're all here. So thank you all so much for welcoming me, and I'm very excited to do my part in making a difference for the Black Militia Nation. Thank you all so much for having me tonight.
All right, we shall thank you. And like I said, everybody, August the 1st is National Training Day for all the chapters. You know, get out, do something. Let me see them pictures on Facebook. We ain't in it for the pictures, but this just to let me know that everybody was in one accord and got out and did some type of training. You know, there ain't no excuses, because we didn't say what kind of training you have to do. So it's a discipline test. So August 1st, get out there and train. We're coming down to the last few minutes. Sister Akima, we thank you again, and we'll be talking to you again, and all the other sisters that's online. Brother Drew will be contacting y'all guys, because we're going to have to pick it up. We're going to have the sisters do some talking, all the sisters online. We need that energy. We need that power. We need to know what you're thinking, because we are both two different beings. We don't see things the same. So if you share with us, we can share with you, and now we can paint the bigger picture. So that's what we say when each one teach one, steel sharpen steel. Hey, and females, you know, female is the acronym for iron. hey, so we need y'all to sharpen in. So y'all got the skills. Y'all were blessed with it. It's in your name, female. It means iron in the chemistry. So we say, once again, Sister Kima, we ain't going to hold you no longer. We appreciate you and much respect. We're going to play a song and get out of here.
Sister.
Black Power. Oh, yes, you're welcome. Black
Power,
y'all. We'll see y'all next time.
The black race can't afford you no more.
Right.
Oh, there used to be a time we'd see somebody like you singing, clowning, yassabossing, and we wouldn't do anything. Folks like that. You were good. Homie kind of nigga. When they needed somebody to mistreat, call a name or two, they paraded you. Reminded them of the good old days. Not no more. The Daily Geechee is gone, boy, and you going with it. We can't let nobody go on believing we all fools.
Everybody in the sleep on straight action. No questions asking, no compromise. Fuck a 48 is in a mule. This earth is mine, it's wartime. My people dying, tired of seeing black mothers crying. I'm from the ghetto, so that's where I'ma start. No line, black on black crime gotta cease. We need protocol and order, respect and unification. Righteous nation building without feminization. Feminization of the black man is at hand. Any coon niggas out there disrespecting the black queens, getting a combat boot to the face. So respect, if not, we gon' put you in your place. Order and protocol is the action from here on out. I see some fake revolutionaries half-stepping. I live this, so therefore I'm putting my life up to protect. So this goes out to the fake revolutionary. Step the fuck off the web, you ain't living there, so about what you speak. Real warriors and die for the cause. Bullshit is not tolerated. We building a firm nation. Bitch niggas and crackers get obliterated.
Kill them all. Kill a faggot. Kill a lesbian. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig them up and kill them a goddamn head because they didn't die.
Anybody asking, I got the answers to unasked questions. No, I'm not a mascot, and this is not a sports team. Black militia nation, we ain't playing no games. Y'all put me here to be a soldier, so I'ma act on it. We don't run, we got that Nat Turner in our blood. Malcolm and Cali Garvey, Harriet Tubman, George Jackson and Fred Hampton. Step in our way and watch what happens. We well disciplined. Frontline mates, ooh-hoo, rude to the RBGs and the Scary X, and to all the brothers and sisters putting their work and laying that law down. This is the national worldwide alert to all bloods, Crips, BDs, Latin Kings, 13s, GDs, BLs, Moles, and Stones. We need to unite under one banner. We all from the motherland. It's a lot of shit we need to attack. We on the verge of being wiped out, so don't wait to the last minute till we wiped out. Black power to all the ancestors and the natural elements. From Yah, that's a libation. Black liberation, we built in a righteous nation. Crackers and bitch niggas get obliterated.
That's revolution.
Cause I gotta drop this stuff tonight because I'm a true terrorist.
Front line.
I'm a knowledge gangster. I'm a black history hitman. I'm a lie killer, urban gorilla. I gotta be a roughneck. Gotta be a roughneck. The only way I know to go. The Jew Holocaust lasted 10 years. But the Holocaust of the black man and woman lasted over 500 years.